Welcome to TipTB Finance, where it's news review time, and I'm joined by, well, as usual, by Matt Brown, who's an independent market strategist and also the general man about town.
Man about town, yeah. It's Monday, happy Monday. Lots in the news. It's my favourite slot of the day, of course.
Well, let's have a look at what we've got. Starting off with Google, the well-known aggregator people. Labour faces high stakes battle for its future. They've taken that from The Mirror, which obviously is an expert publication in terms of the Labour Party. And then highly cited in The Guardian, secret tape reveals Momentum plot to seize control of Labour. Momentum, I like the old, what were they called in the old days? It was sort of, there was all sorts of militant tendency and all these.
Oh, right, yeah, the other militants.
There was all that, but it's now become Momentum, which doesn't really sound like anything, does it?
Doesn't sound like it's going anywhere.
No, it really doesn't. That's good. I wish I thought of that one. Right, going on to The Telegraph, which is also obsessed by this minor party that we now call the Labour Party. Labour in crisis, Tom Watson calls on Jeremy Corbyn to deal with Momentum's union plot to destroy the Labour Party. Why would they do that?
They don't like Corbyn. Who actually supports Corbyn? I'm trying to figure out. The papers don't like him. Who within the Labour Party actually wants him there? It's incredible. I mean, how long is he going to be
there? The people who used to support Michael Foote and then Neil Kinnock, those people.
And how did that end?
I don't know. I think it ended in a long period in the wilderness.
Momentum going downhill.
And then also, I suppose, this just caught my eye. Britain and Germany set to sign a new defence pact after Theresa May triggers Brexit. So that's good. I mean, 70 years after the Second World War, we finally buried the hatchet and we're united.
That's good to hear. I mean, it'd be interesting, Trump's trying to get money back from Germany, whether Germany was saying, look, we don't want a defence pact with you, we don't want a defence pact with NATO, we're going to jump into bed with our good friends, the UK, and we'll defend ourselves.
Well, but they do owe NATO and the US a lot of money, because basically the US bankrolled their defence spending, but all that money saved by the Germans after the Second World War, because they weren't allowed to have an army, is the reason for the German economic miracle. So they should actually pay part of that miracle back.
Well, I think, as well as being part of Europe, certainly devalued the Deutschmark, and Germany were net beneficiaries.
Exactly, but luckily the rest of the EU didn't work that out, did they, really? Well, not apart from, obviously, Britain. Then on the Financial Times, M&S pulls advertising from YouTube over extremist videos. So this is actually gaining some momentum, this story, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some traction there. I'm sure at some point YouTube will back down, as we've seen with Facebook and the like. Commercially for them, they need these big names. But I don't know what M&S is advertising on YouTube. I'm not a YouTube fan.
Well, I suppose they're referring to other parts of YouTube where unsavory characters and organisations have little pop-up things, mm-hmm. and therefore that's the protest there. But the other thing I was intrigued by was this high-tech robot that the Chinese are going to... I mean, that doesn't look very high-tech to me.
No.
It looks like something from the 1960s.
Yes, I mean, it looks...
In the Night Garden, that's from the children's series?
Yeah, the children's series.
Squiggly like Piggly or something, I can't remember the name.
Cuddly Cyberman.
But I think that's not quite the thing that...
Big hands, though, bigger than Trump's.
Yes, they are, actually. They're disproportionately big. I think that was a deliberate snub to Trump. He'll probably be complaining any minute now on Twitter. Then The Guardian, we've got the same story, obviously, as you'd expect. Yep. Tom Watson and the Momentum battle. And then, interestingly, thousands join the UK legal case against VW. I think that's nasty.
Well, I mean, it's thousands join UK. It's there. People bought cars on the back of...
But the best thing about this is actually, you see the story there. And I think if you're eagle-eyed people will see that above that, there's an advertisement for commercial vehicles. So obviously there's been no editorial clash there at all.
Well, any publicity is good publicity, and the Guardian readers will be buying these SUV sports utility vehicles that probably chuck out a load of bad emissions. They obviously know that they know their market, Guardian readers. Are buying Chelsea tractors.
Yeah, well, that's unbelievable.
Oh, to get that wrong. I mean, the editorial.
It would never happen in the Evening Standard under George Osborne, would he?
Well, he's apparently taking all our jobs. It's not immigrants, it's George Osborne.
He's taking everybody's jobs, yes, exactly. There's nothing left to do now. The Daily Mail Online, we can't actually scroll any lower because it's just too painful to look at, both in terms of the way that people look at everything else and the stories apart from this. But around the world, on the taxpayer, father of five who pocketed £15,000 in benefits because he was too anxious to work is caught out by holiday snaps of him snorkelling and quad biking.
Was he anxious about being caught out? I mean, I'm sure snorkeling and quad biking probably going to help with your anxiety.
Will anything happen to him?
I doubt it. Well, I mean, if he goes to court, he might have to
sell his. He can sell his story.
Sell his story. And note, there's an advert there for Canada Keep Exploring. So if anyone...
Well, he may be there. He actually may be there. We don't know. These days, you know, with the internet... and then our final story today, just because you've got to, you know, raise the tone and cheer people up on a Monday, because it is actually, all the stories today seem to be horrifically depressing. Happiness report, Norway is the happiest place on earth. Obviously, the type of people who live there and the sovereign wealth fund go hand in hand, don't they?
This chap looks very happy. I can't think why. Norway, this is reduced working hours. They've got a great kind of health system. There's all from oil, though. You know, that's.
But the other point there is, you would have thought they wouldn't be that happy because in the winter, I mean, you know, it's dark. It's dark from, like, you know, November to March or something horrific like that. So even despite that...
Dried fish or whatever they...
They
do have, I think, a high rate of suicide, though, with the...
Obviously, but the ones who don't kill themselves are very happy.
Very happy.
It's quite a polarisation in the society there.
Maybe they're happy the depressing ones have taken matters into their own hands.
I suppose, if you look around the tube, you know, you're on a tube journey, that is actually something that you might come to your mind as well. But Matt Brown, independent market strategist, thank you for cheering. Yeah, it made me very happy, actually.
Off to Norway.
Let's go to Norway. What's the capital? I can't remember now.
Oslo?
Yes, I'm getting my
postcard.
I'm getting my ticket, one way ticket to Oslo as soon as. Thank you very much.